Blog Talk Radio.
We would render.
think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of him all the day long. I speak, for I cannot be silent, his love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, now I love to proclaim in his child forever I am.
Thank you.
just as like mountains high soaring above, like clouds which are fountains of goodness and love.
To all life thou givest, to the great and small, in all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish like leaves on the tree, then wither and perish, but not changing thee.
Thou reignest in Thou rulest in light, thine angels adore thee, all bearing their sight. All praise we would render, O thou God to see, 'tis only the splendor of thy hideth thee.
Oh, yes, Lord, thank you.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am.
Thank you. Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on Advent Thursday. Welcome. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you this moment for your presence. We want to thank you for your love, your mercies towards us. We want to thank you for life. We want to thank you for health. We want to thank you for strength. But most of all, we want to thank you for Jesus Christ, you, who died, sacrificed his life, shed his blood for us because of love. And dear Lord, we come this moment to you, giving you thanks and giving you praises for all the blessings you restored upon us. We want to thank you for traveling mercies to and fro on the busy high sea road, dear Lord. There was a lot of individuals who had lost their life during this week, especially yesterday and today, dear Lord, with my nature, dear Lord. And we can come before you to say thank you for your protection. Father, this moment we come, nothing in our hands we bring, but simple to the cross we cling. We come to you and asking you forgiveness of sin. We ask you, Lord, to allow us that we will keep our eyes, our mind stayed upon you. And as we come tonight, Health Reform Thursday, to give you the praise, we ask you to guide, we ask you to lead us and help us to be faithful in everything we do. We ask you to bless each one, Lord, tonight, hasten the footsteps so that we can come, we can read your word, sing songs of praise, and give you thanks, Lord. You are so good. You are so great. And we just come before your throne to tell you how much we appreciate the love that you have given unto us. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, God is so good. Again, welcome to Advent Light Health Reform Thursday. And I welcome everyone. And tonight, as we are in our health message, I saw somebody put up one. I'm going to open the line for the scripture reading. But before I open the line, brothers and sisters, you know, I my mind, it's like just run and focus my mind this evening on creation, right? What God, and as we used to read some Genesis 1:29-30, that is our favorite health scripture, and we know we have more health scripture in the book pointing out the goodness of God and what God have done to, for us. But I go up a little further in Genesis. I was just reading Genesis 1, go right down, and I stopped at 27, as I took 27. But when I was reading it, I saw in the beginning what God have done. We all know what he have done, and we saw how timely and loving he had made and created everything. And when he have finished everything, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we know that he said it was very good. And now we're going to read 27, 28 to 29. And there is some comment, how beautiful God is, what he has done, a unique in his own unique way. And after he have done it, he made us in his own image so that we can enjoy, you know, in his own image, and we can enjoy the blessing of what he has given unto us, right? So I'm going to open the line and ask my reader tonight. We can restart Genesis 1, 27 and 29, and another reader can read 3 John, and then after we go to Revelation 21. All right? So we see how unique our Father is to us, right? 225-337, your line is open. Can you read a scripture passage for me? It's in Genesis 1:27-30. Thank you.
Yes. Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Leola. It's calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to thank you, Sister Paul, for opening my line. And, yes, I will read Genesis 1:29.
27. Start from 27.
Amen. Amen. Created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb, bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of the tree, yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat.
All right. You finished? Thank you, Sister Leola. As we saw, Sister Leola, just hold on, Sister Leola. We saw what God do. He created what he did, and God created what first before he created man. And what he created man in, my dear sister, as you just read, in his own image, right? Unique, right? We was created in his own image. And not only man, male and female. And after he had created them, he gave them an instruction, right? Created them, and God blessed them. And he said, be fruitful and multiply, right? And have dominion over everything that he has made. So that is the unique God that we have. That is the loving God we have to extend this family, the family on earth, right? As this family in heaven, the family on earth, and he extends. So we have a larger family. And that is the great God who made the world. So when we hear all different things happening that around us, right, we can let everyone know we have a great God. He is the creator of heaven and earth. And he is the one that can make everything, not man. We know that man cannot do it. So God make us. And he created us in his own image. So that is a wonderful thing that we have, that we can go and share people when they look at us, right? So if we are the image of God, we have to represent him with his character in everything, right? We were made in a distinct order, right? It was something in order, you know. All heavens took a deep and joyful interest in his creation of the world and of man. Human beings were new and in a distinct order. So we want to thank God for the order that he have created us. And after he had created us, as my dear sister, he gave us, he said, and God said, behold, you know, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth. So God gave us our food. He created us in a distinct order. And then he had created us with giving us our food. Then he told us we have to to populate the world, subdue and populate the world. So we are so thankful right now that God is there. And despite men want to depopulate the world, we know God gave the instruction of to, right, our first parents, what they're supposed to be doing to populate the world. And now we saw what is happening, what is taking place, what man is doing. So let us be faithful, my dear brothers and sisters. Despite of what is going on, Jesus is able. He is dear. So we ask you now again, Sister Leola, can you turn to 3 John, and then I will start open the line for my sisters and brother. We just go to 3 John. and you just open.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That. Okay.
And one to four.
Okay. Yes. The elders unto the well-beloved Gians, I can't say that, whom I love in the truth. Okay. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walking in truth. Amen.
Okay, right? So God wants us to walk in truth. God wants us to prosper, my dear brothers and sisters. So if God wants us to prosper and he wants us to walk in truth, all we have to do is to trust him in his word and believe that he is able to do all things. So I just want to thank Sister Leola for reading the scripture and for us, you know, the little introduction that God have given us in this word. So I, Sister Leola, if you want to share now, comment, your line is still open as you read this word, as the word that we have listened a while ago, you know, and you can share their praise report, your song, your testimony, and, you know, so the line is open.
Yes, I would like to share Revelation chapter 22 and just verse 2. A beautiful...
Yes, sorry. Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because I was... Yeah.
Okay. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruit every month. And leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. I wanted to share that because it's just such a beauty. And we use these things every day, Sister Power. I use them because I know that this is a blessing for me. I use it for my life every day. And I just want to sing a song, a short song. I had my, it's on page 540. 540. The hour, I can't call a name of it, but it's on page 540 in my hymn note. We know not the hour. I believe that's it.
Yeah.
Yes, we know not the hour. Okay. We know not the hour. We know not the. Hold on, let me get it. After appearing, yet signs all foretelling.
What number?
Page 540. 540 is in my book. You know we have different books. We know not the hour. Yes.
Okay.
We know not the hour of the master appearing, yet signs are foretelling that the moment is nearing when he shall return. It's the promise of cheering, but we know not the hour he will come. Let us watch and be ready. He will come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He will come in the cloud of the Father's bright glory. But we know not the hour. The third. We'll watch and we'll pray with our lamp trim and burning. We'll worship till the master returning. We'll sing and rejoice every moment is burning. But we know not the hour he will come. Let us watch and be ready. He will come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He will come in the clouds of the Father's bright glory, but we know not the hour. Amen. Amen. We got to continue to watch, Sister Powell. Nobody knows. So I just want to thank the Lord for, I want to thank the Lord for the song. I want to thank the Lord for the reading and also being on the prayer line. So thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear.
And my request, Sister Powell, my request is to keep our family, keep our church brothers and sisters. Just let us all lift up one another in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Leola, for reading the scripture and for the song. Brothers and sisters on this line, the song said, we know not the hour, the master's appearing, yet signs all foretold tell the moment is nearing when he shall return. 'Tis the promise now most cheering, but we know not the hour. And since we know not the hour, brothers and sisters, we have to be ready, right? Ready, not getting ready. We have to be ready. He will come. He will come. So let us be ready. He will come. And if we know that he is coming, we have a work to go out and carry out to the world to let them know. And we thank God that God have given us this health message, the right arm to the gospel, that in this time, during these crises that we are going through, we are passing through the crisis. We saw it daily, right? And although we do not know the hour, we are able to go into the word. And when we get the word and place it in our mind, and that will be the Holy Spirit, we place it in our mind, in our heart, we will able to go out and share this message. So I just thank God for what he has been doing through us and with us with this health message and the wonderful, wonderful gift that our Father gave unto us so that we can go and share some of the natural remedy that God have given unto us. Right? So, brothers and sisters, we know that tonight is Thursday night, and we are all prepared. We are asking us that we let us share the goodness of God and share some of the things that God have given unto us to use during this crisis. Right? So I'm going to open the line. Thank you again, Sister Leola. 518-482, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, my 518.
Hello?
Good evening, my dear brother.
Amen, amen.
What a privilege it is to be on the line, to hear our voices, our brothers and sisters' voices. I used to say for the first time of the year, and I'm happy to be here this evening. This is Sister Cantinelli from Upstate New York speaking. And you all know this voice by now. I would like to read. I would like to read a few chapters from this book, Disease and Its Causes. And then I'm going to sing that song, Standing on the Promises of God. Yes. It's a privilege to be here, as I have said before, on this line. I think it's the first Thursday, or first Thursday for the year, right? Yes, and we are here to.
I'm not hearing so clearly, sister, my dear sister. Wonderful. I'm not hearing so clearly. Can you?
You hear now? Hello.
Yes, I hear a little better.
You hear a little bit? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Mhm. Mhm.
Yes, I'm reading from the book, God's Medical Tips and Disease. I'm reading through some chapters on disease and its causes. It says, since the fall in Eden, the race has been degenerated, and we all know that. Deformity, disease, and human suffering have been pressing heavier and heavier upon each successive generation. Since the fall, and yet the masses are asleep as to the real causes. They do not consider that they themselves are guilty. In a great measure, for this deplorable state of things, they generally charge their suffering upon something and regard God as the author of their woes. But it is intemperance, to a greater or less degree, that lies at the foundation of all of this suffering. Remember, Eve was intemperate. Eve was intemperate in her desires. When she put forth the hand to take of the fruit forbidden tree. Self-gratification has reigned almost supreme in the heart of men and women since the fall. Especially has the appetite been indulged, and they have been controlled by it instead of reason. For the sake of gratifying the taste, Eve transgressed the command of God. He had given her everything her wants require. Yet, she was not satisfied. Ever since her fall, sons and daughters have followed the desires of their eyes and of their tastes. They have, like me, disregarded the provisions God has made, and have followed in a course of disobedience, and like me, have flattered themselves that the consequence would not be as fearful as had been apprehended. Man, that's us today, has disregarded the law of his being, and his disease has been steadily increasing. The cause has been followed by the effect. He has not been satisfied with food which was most helpful, but gratified the taste even at the expense of health. You know, God has established the laws of our being, and if we violate these laws, we must sooner or later pay the penalty. The laws of our being cannot be successfully violated than by crowding upon the stomach unhealthy food, because craved by a morbid appetite, to eat the excess of even simple food will eventually break down the digestive organs. And add to this the eating in too great amount of food, and that unwholesome food, and the evil is greatly increased. And this constitution must be entailed. Okay? I read one more chapter here, not the whole chapter. It says, the gratification of the appetite will induce men to give means when otherwise they would do nothing. What a sad picture for Christians with such sacrifice. Is God well pleased? How much more acceptable to him was the widow's mite, such as followed her example from the heart, will have well done. To have the blessing of heaven attend the sacrifice thus made can make the simplest offering of the highest value. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we see here that disease, rare disease, came from those who are changing from the 3 meals a day to 2 will, of course, be troubled here, more or less. With, you might be faint, you're trying to change your diet. You want to cut down your diet. You want to live from 3 meals to 2. You maybe feel a little faint sometimes, especially about the time you have been accustomed habit of eating. And we all should really, really try to curb our appetite. Eating the third meal. I can remember my husband was telling me that he cannot skip a meal, but I have skipped many meals and I have not felt no way as though I want to faint. Sometimes I eat one meal a day, but that is good because they give you your stomach time for the food to digest. But if preserved for a short time, this faintness will disappear. So if you feel like as though you want to throw up or you want to faint away because you're so hungry, your stomach needs rest. Yes, and when we go to lie down to sleep in the night, we should have all the work of the stomach should be finished for us to enjoy a good night rest, right? The work of the digestion should not be carried on through any period of the sleeping hours. So we should eat early enough for the food to be digested. So when you lie down to sleep, your body is not overtaxed. It wouldn't be working when it should be resting, right? It become exhausted because maybe you sleep in and you can't sleep because the blood that is to go to your brain to let you rest, it has to go to the stomach to digest the food, and that is not good at all. Here many are deceived and think that it is the want of food which produces feelings, and without giving the stomach time to rest, they take more food for the time, remove the faintness. And the more the appetite is indulged, the more will it be the clamorer for gratification. The more you feed it, the more you're going to want more. This faintness is generally the result of over-meat-eating, you hear? Meat-eating and eating frequently and too much. The stomach becomes weary by having no rest, no time to rest, and the digestive organs become enfeebled. Hence the sense of goneness and desire for frequent eating. The remedy such is required to eat less frequently and less liberally, and be satisfied with plain, simple food, eaten twice or most three times a day. The stomach must have its regular period for labor and the rest. Hence, eating irregularly and regular habits and proper food, the stomach will gradually recover. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
I want to sing this song. I need a prayer. Yes, my dear sisters, we have to pray. I was looking for the song, but I'm not. It's my really turning. Just a few minutes. Pavel, I'm looking for standing on God's promises. If we stand on God's promises and listen to what He has tell us to do by by using what He tells us that is healthy for us, we would live a more healthy life, right? We would not be sick. We would not get so sick, right? When we stand on God's promises. So this is my song for us tonight, standing on the promises. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, to eternity as His praises ring. Glory in the highest, I shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms and doubts and fears unfail, by the living word of God, I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bounce to his eternity by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing, oh yes, we're standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. So, my dear brothers and sisters, if we stand on God's health rule, obey the health rule, we would live a healthier life, and we will have a longer life. So God bless you, and all who are coming on this line this evening, may God bless us all and help us to live up to these health rules. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, my dear beloved sister, for that presentation, and also the song, brothers and sister. You know what? We have to stand on God's promises. You know, only God can help us in this time. And as we listen to these wonderful, wonderful commands, these are commanding reading, right? What we are supposed to be doing with our own self, with the health message, because if we are not grounded, rooted and grounded, we won't be able to stand on God's promises, especially to go out there and present the health message to the world. So you know what? We have a lot of things to do, each individual of us, dear God, with our health reform, and we just have to ask the Lord to help us that we will be temperance in everything we do, and we will stand on God's promises. I want to thank you, Sister Consinelli, for sharing. And my dear sister, one day, you know, you have so much to share. We are going to ask you, dedicate you one night for you to present the Thursday night message, you know, that we have time, you know, you have enough time that you can really present these wonderful one command and information of the promises of God. So we're going to arrange that one Thursday night. You will be the presenter, my dear sister, that you can have, you know, a little more time in presenting this message to us, because we all need it. If there is no other time, we need it. This message of truth, as the Lord said, he is happy with us when he heard that his children settle in the truth. So I am going to hope, and thank you again, my dear beloved sister Consinelli, for that presentation. All right. Yes, be patient, my dear brothers and sisters. I will be coming to each one, you know, so just be patient. 985232, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Welcome, brothers and sisters on the left line, and also those who are on the internet. We welcome you on the line, and we are asking, you know, we are praying for you guys and asking if you would like to share. You can also join us, you know, by sharing, giving your testimony of praise and how long you have been listening to this program. We are here on this line, now going to 9 years now. God is so good to us. We have a lot of people call in from all various places, and we are asking you not to be shy, but to share. So 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up. I thank God for his mercy that kept us this far. I just want to give a little brief message from the rain of fish that poured in Texas 2 days ago. The rain came down, and the people said that it was raining, and the guy said he went and looked outside, and he told his mom, he said, "Mom, it's raining of fish." say the fish was falling from the sky with the rain. And I just couldn't believe that. And I'm like, what is this? So Brother John said, that was in Bible days. I said, really? He said, yes. So the man told him, they better be careful. They better walk light. I said, you think they better walk light or they better start praying? I said, if it was in Bible days, they better start praying so they walk in light. But I thank God, and I just was amazed when I seen it dropping. I'm like, wow, that was amazing. Sister Power, you aware of that? But I would like to read it. You heard about that, Bible Day? Okay, well, I would like to read a prayer, and Sister Power could tell us about it later. Dear God, I thank you for who you are. You're always ready to assure us of your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Father, that I am always a recipient of your faithfulness. My life is nothing without you. God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, we thank you, Lord, because without you, we are nothing, and we need you. If anybody say they don't need the Lord, something is wrong with them, because we need the Lord. And Texas had something that they have to think about that is the real God, the rain fish. They just didn't know what was going on. So that is something that they need to tell somebody. But I said I was spread the news because I'm just full of joy for them. And I know it's something of the Lord because nobody else could pour that from the sky. It come from the sky. Not nobody poured it in their yard. So God is telling us more than we think he is. So you know this is just joy to me, and I thank God. But I would like to just ask you to continue praying for Brother John. He didn't have COVID. They took him back to the doctor 2 days ago. They gave him some fluids, and he's just recovering. He's just a little weak. He just started eating today, so I thank God for that. He's building the system. Just his general, a little flu bug came through, and he had a cold. So he's getting to the end of it now, but that's all it was. But it was like, it looked like it was a pandemic, but there was no COVID. It just was a regular cold. And gave it was a stomach virus. Cut the noise. I'm on the phone. Prayer line. So thank God for that. And my daughter is healed and she go back to work tomorrow. Thank God. So God is good and everybody else is well. And thank God for everybody. So God is good, and this is just a testimony always in my house. So God is great, and he's awesome. So thank God for this. And God is awesome. So we thank God. Just ask for prayer for all the sick, all the hunger, all the outdoors, and everybody in the facilities and everywhere. You just lift up each and everyone on the prayer line, off the prayer line, and wherever they may be, all our brothers and sisters that's missing or wherever they may be. And praise God for Sister Power and all the rest of our help. And thanks to Sister Constanelli and Brother that always sang, Brother, I can't remember his name, but he always sang those beautiful songs, and give us the word, and Brother Rick and all, Brother Yudi. Thank God for all our brothers and sisters on the prayer line, Sister Carla. Praise God for all of them on and off the prayer line, and Sister Tamika. Praise God for every last one. God bless y'all. Amen. Amen. Amen, Sister Brenda. Oh, Sister Brenda alone, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
The little granddaughter is there, right? So you can just put her. Brothers and sisters, God is so good. He's so great. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for also sharing. Someone else making able to, you know, reply about that incident. I heard about it. But as I was hearing, there were quite a few things in the Word of God that told us what took place, what God do, you know. And I was just facing the rebellion of the people in number 14 when the people cry upon to God, everything that God said, tell them to do, they say they would do it. And when they started to murmur and complain, you know, about Moses and, you know, Aaron, they started to murmur and complain. And we saw a lot of things, rebellious people, what happened to them, what happened. And there was also another incident that we knew about happened when the Lord, the Sabbath, on the Sabbath day, when they were still murmuring and complaining about the meat, the fish, and complaining that they were supposed to be in Egypt. And now Moses took them in the wilderness for them to die out in the wilderness. And God gave them what they want. We saw the quail and these things came down from heaven and it was so much and, you know, they did not follow God's instructions. So we saw a little like that, but maybe other person can really give some more, information. But it's things in the world, in the Word of God, you know, rebellion. And also the Bible told us in the last days, perilous things that happen. We shall kind of see something that happens, sign that the devil, you know, because we know he is also in the here and he is doing all manner of things. He's in the lamp. So we're going to see a lot of things, my dear sister. All we have to do, trust God and just follow his word, study his word, and be obedient to his will that we will know when, you know, because we know the devil is out there doing a lot of things. So thank you, my dear, for sharing. 272-770, your line is open. Can you tell your name, where you're calling from, and welcome, brother, be patient. We have quite a few people, thank God, our line. We actually have a full house. God is good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening my line. My name is Tymeco Preston from Pennsylvania. And I thank you for letting me be on the line here with the Health Thursday. I'm so grateful. I just wanted to share with you these health benefits. Do healthy foods resemble the body parts that they benefit? And it says, it seems like God might have given us visual clues to identify what parts of the body that many different fruits and vegetables benefit. Check out these uncanny resemblances. And the first one I have is the carrot. It says a slice of carrot looks much like the pupil iris and its lines of human eye. Of course, science has demonstrated that carrots improve eye function. So that's the carrot. Then the next one I have is the celery. The celery and the rhubarb look just like bones, and each helps bone strength. Bones are 23% sodium, and so are celery and rhubarb. If you don't have enough sodium in your diet, the body pulls it from the bones, making them weak. These foods replenish the skeletal needs of the body. And the next one is eggplant. Eggplant and avocados resemble the womb and the cervix. Research shows that when a woman eats one avocado a week, it balances her hormones, shreds unwanted birth weight, and prevents cervical cancer. Amazingly, it takes exactly 9 months for an avocado to grow from the blossom to ripen fruit. Amen. And the next one is grapes. Grapes hang in heart-shaped clusters and looks like blood cells. research shows today that grapes are indeed a profound heart and blood revitalizing food. So I just wanted to share these healthy benefits with you this evening on Health Thursday. And if I have time, may I sing a song? But God is so good to us. I'm so grateful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I have one song to sing if we have time. If not, I can wait.
Yes, you can. You can go, Sister Tamika.
Oh, thank you, Sister Powell. I Must Tell Jesus. It's on page 485 in the hymnal. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind and compassionate friend. If I but ask him, he will deliver, makes all my troubles quickly an end. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to say, I must tell Jesus, and he will help me over the world the victory to win. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line. God bless you all and bless all my dear brothers and sisters. Love you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Tamika, for that song. I must tell Jesus. Only Jesus in this time can help us. Only Jesus alone. And thank you for that health kit, brothers and sisters, the carrot, the celery, the acorn and the avocado, and also the grape, brothers and sisters. All these things, you know, God have given unto us, and we have to, you know, use up all these natural remedies and food that the Lord have given unto us. So thank you, my dear, for sharing. And we will comment a little more about it. 857, your line is open, 505.
Amen, amen. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, beloved. How are you today? My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Sister Power, I like to thank God for his love, Sister Power. I like to thank God for his mercy because he is good. He is awesome. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Power. Sister Power, I want to say hallelujah. I want to say hallelujah, Sister Power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name, Sister Power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Sister Power, I am so blessed with that song, Sister Power. When my dear Sister Tamiko sing that song, Sister Power, I must help Jesus. I love that song, Sister Power. That song made make me feel blessed, Sister Paul. I feel like I am blessed. I feel, Sister Paul, the Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit in my heart, Sister Paul, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised, beloved brothers and sisters. I have a prayer request, Sister Paul. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mom. This is for my mom in prayer, because my mom needs a lot of prayer, Sister Paul. Sister Paula, from my mom in prayer, and Sister Paula today, Sister Paula, I didn't see Jahari today because he take the day off today. I should give him the Bible study, chat, and Sister Paula, I should give him the Bible study, but Sister Paula, Brother Jahari didn't come today, so please lift him up in prayer because he needs a lot of prayer, Sister Paula. His name is Brother Jahari, and his last name is Adams, because Sister Stephanie have his last name, Sister Paula. And Sister Paula, pray for Sister Tamiko too. Pray for her daughter-in-law, Sister Paula, Sister KDN. Live for Sister KDN, Sister Paula, that Sister KDN will go to Bay Cove, Sister Paula. She will work in Zoom, Sister Paula, remotely. Pray for Sister KDN, Sister Paula, that the Lord will make her be a strong woman. Make the Lord, Sister Paula, I'm praying for Sister Katie, and that the Lord will make her be a strong woman. And I want to sing a song of praise, Sister Paula, and pray for her husband, Sister Paula. I want to sing a song, Sister Paula, for my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. He is exalted, the King exalted on high. Sister Paula, pray for Antonio too. I praise him. He is exalted, the King exalted on high. We praise his name. Oh, he is the Lord. Sing, Sister Paula. Sing, brother, sister. Sing, Sister Tamiko. Forever we sing heaven and earth, rejoice in this holy day. Sister Paula, he is exalted, the King is exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I praise him. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. We praise his name. Oh, he is the Lord. Forever we search our way. Heaven and earth, rejoice in his holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. Sister Val, sing it, Sister Tamiko.
Amen,
he is
amen,
exalted,
amen.
The King is
amen.
Exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He is exalted on high. Oh, boy. Thank you, Brother Eli, for that praise. Like we put him on high. You know, he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Brother Eli, for that song of praise and for sharing, you know, and we sure will be praying for our brothers and sisters. Open this line, and then we will go into our prayer. 240-988, your line is open.
How do you do, beloved? Pray all is well with everyone on the line. I was blessed by those beautiful songs. I was very, impressed with how good God is. We were talking about that God made us wonderfully. We're wonderfully made, right? And each organ, everything within our body, God put it there for a reason, right? And so to have Sister here, Sister Tamika, coming and sharing about the grapes and how it represents the heart shape that it is on, and the celery and the carrot, how it looks like the eyes. God doesn't make mistakes. He is perfect. And so I thank you, for sharing that. I know for me, I learned so much. I learned, I know, Sister, this is Health Thursday, and we have been talking about, and I'm exciting. I'm always excited when I learn new things, right? And so I have been, learning. We have been talking about the new start, but specifically as it pertains for me, I was looking at sleep. And I was like, sleep is so important. The body makes melatonin when we're sleeping. The body burns brown fat when we're sleeping, right? Sleeping in the dark, not just sleeping, taking a nap, but when we're sleeping in the dark. And I was sharing that, after learning and coming into that information, I literally feel my body giving me the signal, right, that I'm tired and it's time for me to go to bed. And whenever I heed to that, right, the pricking of the Holy Spirit, I get a good night rest. But whenever I don't and I go past the time and I'm, not being temperate, it is one of the just most uncomfortable night. I really don't get a good sleep. And so I really want us to pay attention to those things. Also learn about when insulin, the food that we eat, how depending on the food that we are eating, how it can raise the insulin. And that is what is causing so many issues that we may encounter. And so, as I said, I like to learn, and when I learn, I like to share. And so this is, when I hear Sister Powell every Thursday talk about that new start, right, the nutrition, what we eat is very, very important that allows our body to operate, to function properly. And so I just thank God. I do have a praise report. Well, I have a lot, but I'm going to, limit it to this one. This week, we experienced a snowstorm, and, anybody know, I'm in Maryland, Virginia, D.C. area. Whenever they get a snowstorm, I mean, they shut everything down, okay? Whenever they get some snow, let me say that. Whenever they get some snow, they shut it down. Not like upstate New York or Connecticut where things just keep going. And so everything was fine. The weather was nice previously. And, on Monday, the snowstorm came around. And the devil would have had it where our furnace went out. And I'm like, what is going on? My son went down there. He tried to press. Nothing was clicking. And I was like, God, you're going to have to work this outside. Cause I called our home warranty person, and they were like, well, we can't get anybody out there until Friday. So I was like, what? And so, prayed about it and everything. And then, lo and behold, we remembered, we have portable heater downstairs in the basement. And so my son went and got the portable heater and got the the cords and everything and hook it up and stuff. And God has been so good. I'm telling you, the house has been warm. The weather is not, usually when it snows, it gets a little warmer, but there was so much snow that was on the ground. So we were praying, please God, don't let the temperature fall down or whatever. We're praying for no leakage, no anything. And I'm telling you, God has been faithful to us. We have been warm. I mean, no ridiculously cold night. We really have the he has kept, because it wasn't us. He has allowed this house and kept the house warm. And so I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for his just his grace and his mercies towards us. And so I just ask you all to pray for us. The person is supposed to come tomorrow. Pray that they will be able to fix it and it will be okay. And we're going to thank God in advance anyway. I mean, we're going to definitely thank God in advance for his wonder-working power and for keeping us safe and healthy and just blessed. That's what I'm going to say, blessed. I thank God for that. For keeping us warm. I'm telling you, it is warm. it's ridiculously warm, and I know that it is because of the grace of God. So I just wanted to share that with you all.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for coming on and sharing that praise report, brothers and sisters. Even though the stone was on the ground and the eater broke, but what happened? You have a spear, right? And God allowed that house to be warm so that you guys were warm, was warm. God is so good. He is so great. Thank you for that wonderful praise report. Brothers and sisters, we just have to give God the praise. He's worthy to be praised. And before we go into prayer, and I'm going to open for prayer, but I'm going to share this praise report. Brothers and sisters, we have been praying on this line, Advent Light line, and all the other lines, that the morning line. And we are praying for our young people, and we heard requests from our dear beloved brother Eli, always come and share names from the community that you would like, you know, was to pray for, and also the young people, and he would like we to have some program for the young people. But we are grateful to know, to let you know that, you know, we have young people who are coming on the line, even this line, coming on this line, and even not even young, but we have even babies on this line. And I am asking my brothers and sisters on this line, let us remember our little babies and also our young people, and as we pray for them, and we can pray that the Lord will allow them to get involved, to be involved in the ministry, so that they will able to carry out this message to their peers. And my praise report this morning is that today, this tonight, you know, is to give God the praise. And I'm going to sing one standard of this, because I'm so grateful and thankful to the Lord for what he has done, right? And to God be the glory. I'm just going to sing two verses of it. To God be the glory, great things he had done. So love ye the world that he gave us his son. Oh, he dared his life for atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give him that glory. Great things he have done, great things he has taught us, great things he have done. And greater rejoicing to Jesus the Son, but purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus the Son,
and give him that glory. Great things he had done. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters on this land, God have done great things. This morning I got a news. One of our young people, young people, and he actually was a very little faithful young man. During the pandemic, he was faithful, come to church, and I saw him around few months. I just come fast-fasting this few months ago. And he came to look for me, and he said, Sister Powell, I'm asking you to pray for me because I wanted was to go in. I wanted to go into the fire to be a firefighter. And eventually, I prayed with him, and I leave that alone. But this morning, there was a good news came to me that he signed up to go to Oakwood College, want to be going into the ministry, brothers and sisters. And his name is Anthony Wheeler. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters on this line, let us lift up Anthony. You know, a young man who determined and decided to follow the Lord and is going into the ministry to study, you know, to be a, and I'm asking you to pray as we are praying for our young people, because the Lord told us that our young people will be the leaders of tomorrow, and they will be the one have to take over when the older one are gone, put to rest, and when the older one cannot do it, the young people are the one. So I'm asking you to let us lift up Anthony, and not only Anthony alone, all our young people. We have our young people and in colleges, we have our young people working, we have our young people there doing that decide what they want to do. We have our young people who join us on the line. We have Brother Eli and praying for all those young people. So I'm going to open the line that we can have a few prayer, and then the next voice you will hear is Sister Steffi, who will present the message tonight. So I am going to open this line and ask for prayer, Sister Leola. 225-337, your line is open. Can you offer a word of prayer for us overall, the request, and our young people? Can you lift them up for me, please? Check your phone if it's on mute. All right, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, let us pray. Kind and loving Father, which art in heaven, we just want to thank you for this opportunity that we can come before you, each one of us, to bring praises to you and to give you thanks for all the blessings you have restored upon us. We thank you for our brothers and sisters who join, participate, share in songs, Lord, and LTIP, Lord, presentation. Dear Father, we want to give you thanks. We want to give you praise. We thank you for life, Lord. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. But most of all, we come before you. Thank you for who you are, Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary for us, dear Lord, who created everything in this earth. And Lord, we were created in a unique way to serve you and to follow you, Lord. So we just want to give you thanks. Now, dear Lord, we have various requests of each and every one of us here. Lord, we present the furnace of our dear daughter. Dear Lord, we thank you for giving them warmth, Lord, to give them the eat, Lord, that they need. And we are asking you, Lord, as tomorrow, dear Father, the appointment is for them to come out, the maintenance, that they will come out to do the work, dear Father. We ask you to allow them that they may fulfill, Lord, this appointment, Lord. We present Carja and KJ to you. Thank you, Lord, for your healing process on Carja. We thank you for your protection on KJ, dear Lord, on the busy road, Lord, and also his job, dear Father, for him to be on his job for a year, Lord. And we give you thanks and praise for the life that he lived and the light that he has shined on his job, Lord. So we ask you as young person, dear Father,
as they present you wherever they go. We ask you to encamp around them. We also lift up Brother Eli, Jahari, Javel, Jamel, Ishma, Pasco, Lord Tamiko, Lord, and Kadian, and Miss Pasco, and all those who he pray for, Father. And we ask you, Lord, to keep him, guide him, and protect him. And now, dear Lord, we lift up Amari at college. Lord, continue to bless her. We lift up Nicholas and Amanda. We lift up her brother, Eric, Sister Erico, sons them, Lord. We lift up Michael and Hannah children. We lift them up to you. You know them. We lift up Lester, Callis, and all the young people, Kerry, Naomi, and all those, Bill, and all those, dear Father, that used to come on the line. Brother Eli team again, we lift up Brother Rick, daughter, dear Father, the teacher at the college, we lift her up to you, dear Father. We also lift up to you tonight, dear Father. All these young people who are in college studying the ministry, dear Father, continue to bless them as we lift up Anthony to you, dear Lord, who will be going in, dear Father, and maybe is on his way now, dear Father, to Oakwood. We ask you, Lord, for your protection towards him on the street. We ask you to cover him under your blood. We ask you to allow his light to shine within him while he study. Bless his mother, his grandmother, and his church family, Lord, and help, Lord, that we, Lord, will support in prayer, support them, these young people, because we know that you call young people to be strong and young people to follow your work. I remember reading Joash, and he was 8 years, and he was ruling as a king, Lord, and he did a great work, dear Father. So we know that you are able to work through these young people. So we ask you to bless us. Tonight, Lord, we present this everyone on this line. Sister Brenda, as you come on with her young children, them grandchildren, Lord, we ask you to bless them. We thank you for the good news of your healing power towards Brother John and also Sister Brenda's daughter, and that she's going back out to work tomorrow. We thank you. We thank you for your love, your mercies towards Sister Leola, Brother Rick, doing much better, Lord, feeling much better. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to continue to pour your blessings upon them. We lift up Sister Carla as we pray for Amanda and Nicholas. Continue to bless. We lift up Sister Tamiko as she pray for her children, Lord, Kadian, and also Taiwan and Anthony, dear Lord. She pray for her mom and also her sibling, her pastors and her brothers and sisters in her church. She lift them up to you, dear Lord. And I lift up myself and my family and every one of us, Lord, the health food store, we lift up to you, Lord, and lift up every church, brothers and sisters, the pastors, the leaders, the presidents, Lord, the government, Lord. We lift up the president, Lord, for this country. Continue to use them, Lord, show them and lead them the way that they may follow your will. So we just want to thank you, Brother O'Neill and his family. We lift them up to you. And if there is any name that we forget, Lord, we are asking you, Lord. You are the keeper of our life, and you know every one of us and our needs. So we place them to you tonight. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer. We just praise your name in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear brothers and sisters, for joining. The next voice you will hear, Sister Stephanie, 249-88, your line is open.
Amen, amen, and amen. Heavenly Father, we just linger just a tad bit longer. I ask you, Lord, to touch my lips with coal. Allow this message that you have for your people, one that will be stirring, Lord, one that will change us, Lord, for the better. One that will allow us to become higher as we heard that song, Lord. Pour out your blessings on each and everyone on this line. Change our hearts.
so that it is in line with you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so I want to say, I know Sister Paul will share the New Testament, the Old Testament. I know you talked about the eight doctors that makes house call, right?
Nutrition.
Hello?
Yes. Exercise. Water. Sunshine. Temperance. Air. Rest. Trust in God.
Amen, amen. And we need to be diligent with all eight, right? They're free. Sometimes we do one a little bit more than the other, but we want to make sure, as I said before, you know, I felt myself being intemperate when I was up past my bedtime and my body was telling me, you need to go to bed, all right? And I know you have read Genesis 1:29. I'll just go back and recap it a little bit. And it says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And verse 30 says, the last verse says, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And the third epistle of John, that was the Old Testament, I segue to the New Testament. The third epistle of John says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. All right? And you know, sometimes when people know that you're going to tell them the truth, or when you have told people the truth, they don't really call you. They don't want to be around you. Have you all noticed that? When you all tell people the truth, or they know that you are going to give them the truth, they don't want to fool with you. All right? But God says, I love in the truth, because he loves us, so he's going to tell us the truth. All right? It says, beloved, I wish above all things. How beautiful is that? I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as that soul prospereth. And what does verse 3 say, Sister Powell?
I have no greater joy.
For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Sister Powell is reading for it. So go ahead. Go ahead and read four, because I think we're reading at the same time.
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth.
Amen, amen, and amen. And so this is the promise. This is what God wants for us. He didn't cause that disease on us. He didn't cause all of these variants left, right, and center. No, he is allowing it to happen, but he's not the cause of it, right? And so we thank God that this is the promise that we can, God, you said that you wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That is beautiful. But we also have to be co-labor with Christ. We can't be eating everything. We can't be, you know, being intemperate. We can't be, you know, not getting enough water. We can't, you know, not getting enough rest, not getting enough sunlight, not doing a little bit of exercise. I went out there the other day, actually yesterday, and I was so thankful. You know, my son, he went to work. He mowed the driveway and everything, but he didn't do the steps for the house. And I was like, why would you not do the step? That doesn't make any sense. And I was like, you know, I mean, but I guess it was for me to go and do it. And I was like, where's the stuff? And he told me, he was like, you're going to go out there and do it? He was at work. I was like, I sure am. And I went then. I remember, you know, my father used to say, you know, you bend with your knees, right? He used to be the one that used to shove, and I used to watch him. And so I was able to do that and to do that technique, right, to bend with the knees and lift and you know, not using my back and just the right posture. and I was able to clear the step, and that was my work or my exercise, and that was so good. It was so refreshing being out there and getting some exercising, right? And so I do want to go into, I'm in the Ministry of Healing, and I am in our example. In this book, it is on page 17 in this book, with the parentheses. If you're not looking at the parentheses, it is page 8 in this book, right? So I'm in the Ministry of Healing. In the book, in the version that I have, it says our example. It is actually chapter 1. I don't know if that's the same one that you have in your book, but it is our example, and it is page 17 on this. If you're looking at the parentheses, and it says, I am among you as he that serveth. I am among you as he that serveth. All right? And so God is among us, right? And he has given us the example. I've heard so much. I'm so, I heard Sister Paul have so many prayers reports, because I have inside information, I'm able to share. I've always, seen Sister Paul, because we are formal on this line, right, Advent Light Ministry. And, growing up in Jamaica, I've always seen her, the yard that she occupies, the yards or wherever, people would always just flock that yard, not only with her, but also Brother Powell as well. And, they would always, their house and their yard would always be so inviting, right? And so as I'm reflecting and I'm looking at, this pandemic that we're in, and I have individuals telling me, family members telling me, not my immediate family members, but my church family members, they would send me things about different people and about even what they have employed, where individuals are saying, in order for you to come to their house, you have to present a passport, not necessarily of the job, but you have to present a passport, a test result saying that you're negative. And I remember, I just look back. My mom would always, Sister Paula would always, her door was always an open door, right? Always an open door. Many people would just come. And as we are going through this pandemic, 21 months, 22 months now, 23, pretty much, 22, 21, her home is still open. And I'm just so thankful that God has put an edge of protection around her. God has guarded her, right, because of her faith and because of her loving kindness towards individuals. I had a cousin that stopped by and was able to, to stay and did not feel the pressure to say, oh, I have to go take a test and I have to show it to, come into the house and everything like that. Who wants that? Is that what Christ has called us to do? You have people who want to use the bathroom, and because we're so fearful, we're not going to let anybody come in our home to utilize the lavatory. I mean, come on now. What example is that? I know that Christ in his day, he used to go to Bethany. He used to go to visit with Martha and Mary and Lazarus, and he, and so what happened if they would say, no, you can't come, you can't sup with us tonight, because leprosy is just rampant, and we don't want you to come close. And I just want you to look at these things that we're being faced with, and understand that God calls us to be wise as a serpent and harmless like a dove. Yes, we are going to take preventive measures, right? We're going to do those things, but I don't see where Christ is saying to us that we are supposed to shun people from coming to our house. We're supposed to shun people. We're not going to have a million and one persons in our house, at one time. And you know what? And if that's what God called us to do, he going to make a way. All right. And so I just thought that this was fitting our example. So let's go into this. Our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world as the unwearied servant of man's necessity. He took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. that he might minister to every need of humanity. Matthew 8, verse 17. He took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses that he might minister to every need of humanity. Matthew 8, verse 17. The burden of disease and wretchedness and sin he came to remove. I want you to meditate on that for a minute. The burden of disease and wretchedness and sin he came to remove. It was his mission to bring to men complete restoration. He came to give them health and peace and perfection of character. He came to give them health and peace and perfection of character. Is that what we're hearing now? Varied were the circumstances and needs of those who besought his aid, and none who came to him went away unhelped, and none who came to him went away unhelped. From him flowed a stream of healing power, and in body and mind and soul, men were made whole. Do you have the power to make men whole? Do you have the power to heal? Do you have the power to present the health message that can cause healing to others? Do you have the power to demonstrate the faith like that woman that had the issue of blood and was healed after touching the hem of the garment? Do you have that faith, that power to demonstrate the faith of the paraplegic, the paralytic that says, I'm going to go through the roof so that I can be in the presence of Jesus? Do you have the power and the faith like his friends that is saying, yeah, we gonna go, we can't get in, we gonna go over that mountain? Did God give us power to walk on scorpions? Did he give us power? Did he give you and me power to cast the mountains into the ocean? Do you all have, are you exercising that power? Or we're fearful? We're anxious, even though the word of God said, be anxious for nothing. Even though the word of God said he didn't give us a spirit of fear. So we continue. I'm in our example, Ministry of Healing, page 17, if you're using the parentheses, page 8, if you are not. So it says, from him flowed a stream of healing power, and in body and mind and soul, men were made whole. The Savior's work was not restricted, oh, have mercy, to any time or place. So that means we don't necessarily have to be in a building, in a church building, right? His compassion knew no limit. On so large a scale did he conduct his work of healing and teaching that there was no building in Palestine large enough to receive the multitude that throngs to him. On the green hill slopes of Galilee, in the thoroughfares of travel, by the seashore, in the synagogues, and in every other place where the sick could be brought to him, was to be found his hospital. And I'm going to pause here because I remember I was always told and I've heard that the church is a hospital, right? So that means, you know, you have different individuals with different walk of life, different ailments, different sickness. However, over the last 21 months,
We're not hearing that the church is a hospital. We're hearing that if you are not jabbed, you can't come to worship. We're hearing that you're going to have to show your proof of the passport to go into the sanctuary to worship. But this is not the example that Christ has given us. Wow. It says, in the thoroughfares of travel, by the seashore, in the synagogues, and every other place where the sick could be brought to him, was to be found his hospital. In every city, every town, every village through which he passed, he laid his hands upon the afflicted ones and healed them. Are we laying hands on others? Are we fearful because of all the things that are going on around us now? Wherever there were hearts ready to receive his message, he comforted them with the assurance of their heavenly Father's love. All day he ministered to those who came to him. In the evening he gave attention to such as through the day must toil to earn a pittance for the support of their families. Jesus carried the awful weight of responsibilities for the salvation of men. He knew that unless there was a decided change in the principles and purposes of the human race, all would be lost. This was the burden of his soul, and none could appreciate the weight that rested upon him. Through childhood, youth, and manhood, he walked alone. So we're not going to have a crowd. We're not going to have an army. Okay? Through childhood, youth, and manhood, he walked alone. Yet it was heaven to be in his presence. Day by day, he met trials and temptation. What more you and I? Right? I'm going to have to go through trial. You're going to have to go through trial as well, because our master went through trials. He walked alone, yet it was heaven to be in the presence. Day by day, he met trials and temptation. Day by day, he was brought into contact with evil. Are we being faced with evil? And witnessed his power upon those whom he was seeking to bless and to save. Yet he did not fail or become discouraged. In all things, he brought his wishes into strict abeyance to his mission. He glorified his life by making everything in it subordinate to the will of his Father. Are we walking in the will of God? Are we seeking and pleading that God's will be our will, and our will be God's will? When in his youth, his mother, finding him in the school of the rabbi, said, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us?" He answered, and his answer is the keynote of his life work. "How is it that he sought me, ye not that I must be about who? My Father's business." Luke 2:48-49. A lot of times we're distracted. We're not distracted by doing God's work. We're distracted by doing the work of this world. Right? We will pour out so many hours and time and to do the work of this world. But when we come to doing God's business, we're tired, and that's how the enemy works. We're tired. We have a whole lot of excuses. We find a million and one things to do. You're not talking to me. You know, as soon as you're supposed to get on the line, something is happening. But whose business are we to be about? What was Christ's example? Are we about our Father's business? His life was one of constant self-sacrifice. He had no home in this world except as the kindness of friends provided for him as a wayfarer. He came to live in our behalf, the life of the poorest, and to walk and work among the needy and the suffering. Unrecognized and unhonored,
He walked in and out among the people for whom he had done so much. He was always patient and cheerful. Are we always patient and cheerful? How is our demeanor and our countenance in time of trouble? Are we annoyed? Are we short-tempered? Speaking to me, beloved, and speaking to these wonderful Seventh-day Adventist individuals or just anybody on this line who have all got it together, speaking to me. He was always patient and cheerful, and the afflicted he hailed him as a messenger of life and peace. He saw the needs of men and women, children and youth, and to all he gave the invitation, come unto me. During his ministry, Jesus devoted more time to healing the sick than to preaching. During his ministry, Jesus devoted more time to healing the sick than to what? Than to preaching. His miracle testified to the truth of his word, that he came not to destroy, but to save. Wherever he went, the tidings of his mercy preceded him. Where he had passed, the object of his compassion were rejoicing in health and making trial of their newfound powers. Crowds were collecting around them to hear from their lips the works that the Lord had wrought. His voice was the first sound that many had ever heard. His name, the first word ever spoken. His face, the first they had ever looked upon. Why should they not love Jesus and sound his praise? As he passed through the towns and cities, he was like a vital current, diffusing life and joy. We are to be infecting people with God, this gospel. We're to be infecting people with the character of Christ. It says, the land of Zebulun and the land of Nephtoth toward the sea, these words are getting a little smaller for me, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nation, the people that sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them that sat in the region and shadow of death, to them did light spring up. Matthew 4, verse 15 through 16, Amplified Revised Version margin. The Savior made each work of healing an occasion for implanting divine principles in the mind and soul. This was the purpose of his work. Think about when we take this health message to the people so that they can be healed. Right? Their minds and their soul can be at rest and at peace with this wonderful God and Jesus Christ, our Savior, that we know, that you know. This was the purpose of his work. He imparted earthly blessings that he might incline the hearts of men to receive the gospel of his grace. Christ might have occupied the highest place among the teachers of the Jewish nation, but he preferred rather to take the gospel to the poor. He went from place to place that those in the highways and byways might hear the words of truth. By the sea, on the mountainside, in the streets of the city, in the synagogue, his voice was heard explaining the scriptures. Often he taught in the outer court of the temple that the Gentiles might hear his words. So unlike the explanation of scripture given by the scribes and Pharisees was Christ's teaching, that the attention of the people was arrested. The rabbis dwelt upon tradition, upon human theory and speculation, often that which men had taught and written about the scripture was put in place of the scripture itself. The subject of Christ's teaching was the word of God. He met questioners with a plain, it
is written. What saith the scripture? How readest thou? He would ask question, right? At every opportunity when an interest was awakened by either friend or foe, he presented the word. With clearness and power, he proclaimed the gospel message. His words shed a flood of light on the teachings of patriarchs and prophets, and the scriptures came to men as a new revelation. Never before had his hearers perceived in the word of God such depth of meaning. Never was there such an evangelist as Christ. He was the majesty of heaven, but he humbled himself to take our nature, that he might meet men where they were, to all people, rich and poor, free and bond. Christ, the messenger of the covenant, brought the tidings of salvation. His fame as the great healer spread throughout Palestine. The sick came to the places through which he would pass that they might call on him for help. Hitherto came many anxious to hear his words and to receive a touch of his hand. Thus he went from city to city, from town to town, preaching the gospel and healing the sick. The King of glory in lowly garb of humanity. He attended the great yearly festivals of the nation, and to the multitude absorbed in outward ceremony, he spoke of heavenly things, bringing eternity within their views. To all he brought treasures from the storehouse of wisdom. He spoke to them in language so simple that they could not fail of understanding. By methods peculiarly his own, he helped all who were in sorrow and affliction. With tender, courteous grace, he ministered to the sin-sick soul, bearing healing and strength. So, Sister Powell, I'm going to stop here. I'm going to stop here so that you can open the line for feedback, for commentary, for any query at all, and just to hear, what was profound. What is one key, one nugget that they that the beloved that are on the line took away? This was very powerful. I know for me that Christ came to heal, right? He came to minister to sin sick souls. So what is the example that we are emitting? We are illuminating, right? Is it this? If it's not, amen, let's seek and ask God to help us to be more like him as we minister to others.
Okay, would you like to pray, and then I will just open up.
All right, certainly I will. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your example. Thank you for this word. It was moving to me. It was refreshing to my soul. As we are in this pandemic, Lord, there's fear. There's so many things that are going on. People don't want to go around people. People don't want people to come to their houses. It is just we are running rampant in fear. But that was not your example that you gave us. You said I came to heal and I came to minister to the sin-sick soul. So we pray, Heavenly Father, that this message will stir our hearts and we will not be afraid, right? We will, because you did not give us a spirit of fear. We will not be afraid to be able to bring this gospel, to be able to share this message, this powerful message, to be able to share our help message to one another, to others that are seeking. People want to know how to be healed. People want to know, what can I do? And we have this wonderful light that we are pushing and burying under a bushel. Give us agitator hearts, Lord. Put some fire under us, Lord, so that we will go out and we will show your example in all that we do, Heavenly Father. Not for ourselves, but we will give time to do our Father's business.
We ask you, Heavenly Father, as we leave tonight, we ask you to allow your holy angels to stand guard. Give us a good night rest, Heavenly Father, and if it is your will, wake us up back tomorrow so that we will be able to proclaim this message. It is, I mean, I'm excited. It's like music to my bones. I'm telling you, I'm warm just by hearing this word, just by hearing and seeing and just reflecting and basking that Jesus Christ, our Savior, kingly, priestly, royalty, came down on earth so that we can be saved, so that we can see how we're to interact with one another. Thank you, Lord, for this line. Thank you for everyone that is on here, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to bestow on them, Lord, your Holy Spirit, revival and reformation. Give us a double portion so that we will walk in faith and not in fear. Thank you, Lord. Forgive me if anything that I've done that is not in line with you, Lord, any intemperance that I've done, Lord. Help me, Lord, to be more like you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. Brothers and sisters, we want to thank Sister Stephanie for this presentation, this reading, Christ's example. And while my dear sister was reading, Christ's example is the example that we all have to follow. And he present this simple example, and this example of Christ, we have to go and share this word. And we call this aggressive evangelism. So we just have to pray that God will give us the strength that we will be able to follow his example. And brothers and sisters, also get from this world that when he came, he didn't have a home for himself. He didn't have a house, you know. And what he depend upon, friends and neighbors. And we saw what he has done. And also that he was there to heal the sickness. He was not there to shun anyone. All the disease and sickness, he came to heal. So I just want to thank God for pointing. Okay, sorry. I just want to thank God for pointing out that for us, right? So brothers and sisters, if you have any comment, or if you want to ask a question that you never understand, you can press, take yourself *8 and press 1 again, and I will open your line. If you have a question, want to, or a query to ask Sister Stephanie, you can take yourself *8 and then press, and I will open your line. I don't know if Sister Tamiko or Ren. 272-772-770, your line is open. Okay. Can you check your phone? I think I saw you. 272? You have a call? Okay. All right. Maybe not. Yes, my dear. I have not seen anyone who pressed. My dear Sister Stephanie, I think it was, well, you know, it was pain for everyone, the example of Christ. And we just ask that God will help us, that we will able to go out with the patience and with the love that Christ have demonstrated in his ministry, the character of him, that we will able to be willing and ready to go out there in this time crisis. Because even this evening, my dear sister, I heard that there are going to be a lockdown again, you know, and we were stating that just this another virus that come down upon this earth again, there's going to be a lockdown. So let us continue to be faithful. Let us pray and ask the Lord to give us the strength that we will be able to be willing and ready to go and share this everlasting gospel to the world. So I'm going to close. I have not seen anyone respond. So let us close again with a word. Father, we want to thank you again for your word. Thank you for our brothers and sisters who join. And we do know that this example that you have given unto us in this Christ's own example, Lord, came to us this evening. And I do believe that every one of us understand the message and the work that we have to carry out in this world. So we are asking you, Lord, to help us, each one of us on this line, that when we leave, Lord, and doing our ministry, we will just look upon the life and look upon your love that you have in treating each other by taking care of the sick and also healing the sick. And you said that was your work. Your mission was more than evil preaching. So we want to thank you. Help us to be faithful. We ask you to bless each one of us again and help us, Lord, that we will be willing and ready to carry out your work. But we want to thank everyone tonight for joining. And we are actually the end of the week. And tomorrow is our Sabbath preparation day. Help us that, ask the Lord to help us that we will be all get set and ready to welcome the Sabbath, and remember to join us tomorrow. God is good. He's so great. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you again for joining.